Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. I had to restart my computer. Interestingly enough, something happened, something glitched, so I had to come out and start again, but we are live now, so welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you with us tonight. I see people coming in from Virginia Beach, South Africa. Happy Rosh Hashanah to you. Welcome to our international audience coming in. New Mexico, Oswego, New York. That is about 3 hours north of us. Hello to our neighbors in Oswego as well. I see Georgia. Let's see who else. Bronx, New York, my stomping ground. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in the Bronx, New York. We're so happy to have you. Portland, Oregon. God bless you. Happy to have you with us. Wyoming, Mississippi, Panama City, Panama. Hello to our wonderful friends in Panama who are watching tonight. Let's see what else. Michigan, Missouri, Endicott, New York, Romania. Hello to our friends in Romania who are watching tonight as well. Puerto Rico, I see you as well. Very happy to see you there. Southern Alabama, New Jersey, our wonderful, wonderful neighbors in New Jersey, who driving is a breed, literally all their own. God bless you guys. We're happy to have you with us tonight. Chicago, Florida, the DC swamp. Oh, we will pray for you. Okay, that is a tough atmosphere, DC. It's like New York. It's like a similar atmosphere to New York. Unionville, New York, not even 15 minutes up the road. So hello to our very close neighbor in Unionville, New York. Very happy to have you with us. Sedona, Arizona, I see Utah, St. George, Utah, Pennsylvania as well. Arkansas, Poughkeepsie, New York, 25 minutes north of us. Wow, we got some neighbors in the house tonight who are watching. So very happy to have you with us, as well as Saratoga, New York. That's right near Lake George. I know exactly where that is. So thank you, everyone, for jumping on, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Esther, if you can see her, is right there. She was on my chair, and I said, Mommy has to do a broadcast, Esther. So she's hiding right now behind the Hello Fall pillow. She's that black spot, like right there. So we have a jam-packed broadcast tonight. Do we have stuff to get into tonight? We have stuff prophetically to get into that some of it is going to make your mind do backflips. So buckle up and hang on for this, because this goes back decades. This prophetic mystery we're going to talk about not only goes back decades, part of it goes back thousands of years. And it's all colliding now on Rosh Hashanah. So Lashana Tova to our Jewish brothers and sisters, and those of you who celebrate Rosh Hashanah, a sweet new year to you. We put out a short of me and Chris blowing the shofar up on top of a mountain in Windham, New York at the Albergo Alegria. So we put that out for all of you as well. And if Cyrus comes in, maybe we'll ask him where the shofar is for all of you, because my German shepherd named Cyrus happens to know what a shofar is. And so maybe we'll do that. So what I'm going to do is open up in prayer, because we have a lot to get into. And we're going to get into unpacking this prophetic mystery, this prophetic, intensely deep connections that go back decades, and in some case, thousands of years, and they are all colliding. They have been on a collision course and have collided now. So let's open up in prayer as people are jumping on, and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, your almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father God. We all fall incredibly short of the glory of God. We praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days after descending into the underworld, taking the keys from death, defeating hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again, ascended to be with the Father, is victoriously ruling and reigning at his right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day, Father, for your word says nobody comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, your presence mightily move in the atmosphere of this place. Father God, let your truth mightily go forth, that the Ruach HaKadosh would go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching. Father, lead and guide us, go before us, be our front and rear guard, order our steps, order this broadcast, order my words, Father God, as we go forth tonight. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you fill me and the team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this place above and below the skies and the land, Father God, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke right now and take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, sabotage, strategy, and assignment that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets, and agents of the enemy, wicked people would attempt. And we command in the name of Jesus Christ that be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, dismantled, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we put your whole and complete armor on us this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command right now, be activated every capability of the sword of the Spirit right now to destroy the snares of the enemy, to pierce, puncture, and fatally wound the plans and assignments the enemy attempts to deploy against us, to remove every blockade and embargo that the enemy has attempted to put in our way, and to make the way straight right now, Father God, for us to walk in the power, authority, victory, prosperity, Father God, Lord, that you have ordained, Father. We praise you, the sword of the Spirit. It is the word of God. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We owe you every breath, Father God. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. And we praise you for that. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God. And we just give you all the glory tonight, Father God. We praise you. You are our shield, our glory, and the lifter of our head, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Praise God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the shield of faith to go up in front of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ as we go forth. Okay, so let's get into all of this because there's a lot to cover. So here, there's two mysteries that have kind of collided that are on a collision course. We are entering the year 5786, like now. Okay, so we're in process of entering that year. 100 shofars are now being blown historically this year from Israel. 100 of them. It's a call to repentance amidst the events that have transpired around the world. We have seen what has happened here with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We have many countries right now around the world attempting to cast lots and divide up the land of Israel and draw their own parameters and boundaries. We've seen the rise of the outcry of Amalek and the rise of that spirit of Haman. We have had, coming in a row, we had the death of Charlie Kirk, 9/11, Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of these 100 shofars that is creating and opening a window of a year's time that culminates Rosh Hashanah 2026, which happens to begin on September 11th, 9/11 at sundown. So 100 shofars, repentance, 9/11. Think about the window that way. And what was the Acts Church calling people to do? Because we've been thrust into this time of the Acts Church. What were they calling people to do in Rome and the surrounding regions? Repent. They were calling them to repent, to come to Christ. So this is all collided on a collision course now, and it's all connected. We have entered this time, and simultaneously, the 100 shofars are being blown, and for over 3,000 years, this has been a very holy moment that's been intimate until now. It is this time. It was planned before all of these other events for it to be open now for the world to see. Now, so this is 3,000 years. This has been private. They are opening it up to the world in this time. I'm going to show you something very interesting. How many people attended the Charlie Kirk event at Utah Valley? Well, let's see. Because ABC4 happens to just have the answer to this question. And the answer, I'll show you in the article, around 3,000 people attended. And it has been 3,000 years since these shofars have been allowed for the public, for the world to see. Interestingly enough, also, it's about 3,000 to 3,300 years ago, I believe, that the flood happened on this earth, and Noah's Ark happened on this. The events of Noah's Ark in the book of Genesis, I think, was about 3,000 to 3,300 years ago that approximately, we're going to say, this happened. But, and you'll get why I'm saying that in a minute. Both these events, what happened at Utah Valley with Charlie Kirk, and the 100 shofar blast, and the call to worldwide repentance is occurring between blood moons marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. So these events are literally happening, being marked by these blood moons, Purim 2025. Then you had one over the other part of our world this past month in September. And then you've got Purim 2026 being marked by a blood moon too. And these are happening, these events, literally in, you know, amidst all of that. And if we go to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verses 11, I'm going to show you something very interesting with this. It says, the population of the earth was corrupt, which is absolutely depraved, spiritually and morally putrid in God's sight. And the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. Violence in Hebrew is Hamas. That's violence in Hebrew. That's the word that's used. So the earth was corrupt and the land was filled with violence. That's Genesis 6:11. I'm going to show you something right now. Here's Genesis 6:11. Do you know what happens when you turn this upside down? You get 9/11. When you turn Genesis 6:11 upside down, you get 9/11. That is not a mistake. That is not an accident. The enemy attempts to trigger these cycles and these timelines and get into them and attempt to keep a cycle or a timeline intact in order to capitalize off of it. But if you turn Genesis 6:11, which is the land, what the earth was corrupt in God's sight and the land was filled with violence, which is what we just had happen, and you turn that upside down, you're getting 9/11. That is not a coincidence. So keep this in mind. Now, there's another piece to this. So we've got this piece. We've got this 100 shofar blast call to worldwide repentance that was planned way before the events that have just happened in rapid fire fashion, okay? So we have this part happening. Now, on top of it, we have a mystery unfolding in this nation. Amidst all of this, so amidst all of this I'm talking about, because they're all connected, we have a mystery unfolding. And let me begin to unpack this mystery for you. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Charlie James Kirk, JFK, RFK, MLK, CJK. Now, is that an accident? No. That's a pattern. I actually had a pastor Dr. Dwayne Miller called me and said, Amanda, you need to look into this. And he called me a couple of days ago about this, and I started digging into this. I'm going to say it again. JFK, RFK, MLK, CJK. And I'm saying that in chronological order. That is how the enemy forms patterns and attempts to continue to build within that pattern, because these were all leaders and heirs. They were all leaders and heirs, and their last names happened to all end with K. So you got 4K, okay? 4K. John F. Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, assassinated November 11th, November 22nd, 1963, in Dallas, Texas. Okay, you're going to see where I'm going with this in a minute. Robert F. Kennedy, 64th U.S. Attorney General, assassinated June 6th, 1968. Martin Luther King, assassinated April 4th, 1968. So two within 1 year. I want you to remember that. Two within 1 year. This is why the church has to intercede and pray. He was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Charlie James Kirk, assassinated September 10th, 2025 in Orem, Utah. Now, I had mentioned this briefly on Elijah Streams, but I didn't go into the depths that I'm about to go into. But so you have John F. Kennedy, November 22nd, 1963. Robert F. Kennedy, June 6th, 1968. Martin Luther King, April 4th, 1968. So those two were the same year. And then you have Charlie James Kirk, September 10th, 2025. If you add the years together, okay? So if you add 1963, 1968, 1968 again, and 2025, but you're doing it as, and I'm going to double check this now, right now live, because I want to make sure I'm giving you the correct math here, because I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. Let's see, 10, 16, 19. Okay, so that's 19, and then that's 29, 35, 43, and then 1 plus 9 is 10, 53, 59, 67, 69, 71, 76. Yes, okay, I just want to make sure I'm giving you the correct math here. Okay, if you add all of the years together of when these men were assassinated, you get the number 76. What happened in 1776? The Declaration of Independence and the beginning of our nation. If you add all those years together, you do get 76, which is the inception and the birth of our nation and the Declaration of Independence. Now, what does the enemy want to steal? He wants to steal freedom. So it is no accident that within this pattern, JFK, RFK, MLK, CJK, the years all add up to 76. So for the pattern to remain intact, the enemy would have to continue to work within the confines of what I have just shared with you. Now, I'm going to show you something else that's interesting in this. I'm going to show you something else, because this goes back decades. Now, the cities all of these men were assassinated in. You have Dallas. You have Los Angeles. So Dallas was JFK, Los Angeles was RFK, Memphis was MLK, and Orem was CJK. Oh, and Charlie Kirk's shirt said freedom. Isn't that interesting? So I just saw that comment, and Charlie Kirk's shirt said freedom, and all those years added together equals 76, which is when our freedom was born in 1776 in this nation. But the cities where these men were assassinated, Dallas, Los Angeles, Memphis, and Orem. Now, Dallas means Valley House. Los Angeles means the Angels. Memphis is in Egypt, associated with a false god of truth and justice. Orem means serpent or gold. So if you put the sentence together of all of these places, because this is how the enemy works within a pattern as well as tries to send a message and tries to make his own prophecy, by the way, this is why he works within these patterns in order to try to perpetuate a prophecy and continue it. So Dallas is Valley House, Los Angeles is the Angels, Memphis is Egypt, a place in Egypt where false gods are worshipped. Orem means serpent or gold. A valley house where the angels and Egypt, a gold serpent. So a valley house where the angels and Egypt have a gold serpent. Well, a valley house, we could look at differently, a valley temple where angels and Egypt have a gold serpent. So if you look at the places and what this means, right? The places where they were attacked. It begins to form a sentence when you look at it through the years, because you have to understand when the enemy works in a cycle, it could be over a point of years or decades. And so interestingly enough, in Egypt, when Pharaoh was ruling, he wore this headdress and it actually had a serpent coming up out of it called a uraeus. Which is interesting, and it was a cobra, and it signified divine authority, which is interesting because that's what the enemy's trying to obtain. What it really is idolatry. Idolatry happens at altars where sacrifices are made. Idols tend to be made of gold, according to scripture, the golden calf that happened at Mount Sinai. So you have the rise of a serpent deity. In the year of the snake, by the way, because in China, in late January 2025, the year of the snake was entered. So you have the rise of an attempted serpent deity that is within the cities where these men were attacked, because Orem means serpent. So if you don't think ancient false gods are at work, they are. And the enemy has to work on sacrifice to continue a pattern. In order to continue that pattern and make a continuation of it, the enemy has to attempt to shed innocent blood. He has to attempt to attack in certain ways. And this particular last attack was made in a place, in a valley, Utah Valley, that means serpent because of altars. And this is not, so if you look at it, if you look at it another way, you have Valley of the Serpent or Valley of the Gold Serpent. That's where this attack happened. Valley of the Serpent or Valley of the Gold Serpent, right? And if you look at the whole sentence, with all of these men, JFK, RFK, MLK, CJK, a valley house where angels and Egypt have a gold serpent, if you look at the entire sentence. And what does Psalm 23 say, right? Though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, O Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So we have these patterns that are forming between all of these men, and it's not an accident that this is happening. You see, you have to understand how the enemy works in patterns in order to understand the pattern, so then you can intercede and break the pattern. This is what we're doing. We are actually exposing it so we can intercede as the church and break the pattern. Because, you know, between this pattern and being thrust into the timeline of the Acts church, the church has to wake up, understand these things, be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times of seasons, and intercede so we can actually break these things. This is what we have to do. And so if we look at the names of these men, because we have John F. Kennedy, John means Yahweh has been gracious. Fitzgerald is son of the spear ruler. And Kennedy means chief with helmet, which is interesting. We have a pattern here, which I'm going to show you in a second, that becomes very interesting. Robert means bright fame. Francis means free man. Remember that, free man, because that's what the enemy wants to take from people. Kennedy, okay, again, chief with a helmet. Martin, Mars a warlike. Luther, famous warrior, king, ruler. Charlie means free man. So you have two within this pattern who have within their name the meaning free man, because that's what the enemy wants to take. James means supplanter, to take the place of another. And Kirk means church. So if you look at all their names, even, and the meanings within their names, it's not an accident that this pattern is occurring the way it's occurring. And like I said, all of their last names begin with the letter K. Now, interestingly enough, K in Hebrew, or the what we would use as a K perhaps, in the Hebrew alphabet, it's the 11th letter. It's called Kaf. So that's where it sits within the Hebrew alphabet. There is a letter called Kaf, K-A-F. It is the 11th letter, not so coincidentally, in the Hebrew alphabet. And the root word for this, because kaf initially means spoon, but the root word of that is kafaf, which means to bend. So it represents the aspect of bending or submitting to a greater power. So why do all these men's last names begin with K? Because the enemy is attempting to make the nation bend and submit to him by coming to steal, kill, and destroy, and by coming to shed innocent blood and attempting to send the nation into a death spiral, because he wants the nation to bend to him, when we really should be bending to our Creator, as the 100 shofar blast is calling for worldwide repentance. This is what we really should be doing. But what the enemy is attempting to do is make us bend, is make us bow, is make us bow to fear, is make us bow to violence, is make us bow to chaos, make us bow to rebellion, make us bow to his authority. And this is what this is about. And this is why we are watching these patterns unfold. And we have to understand that as the church in this time, if we don't see these things and we don't begin to desire to understand how the enemy is moving, it's like shooting arrows in the dark then. And right now we have to have the precision of a surgeon, the precision of a marksman when we pray. And the way you do that is you begin to unpack and you begin to take a good look at the patterns that the enemy is working in. This is what you do. You start to take a good look at this, because if you don't, this is why he gets to go do it again. This is why when this happened in this nation, we were thrust into the timeline of the Acts Church, and we watch certain things unfold from that. And we watch certain events happen in rapid fire from that. So we have to understand that if we don't begin to understand these patterns, you don't know where to cut the power source. If you want to cut the power, you go for the source. If you want to disrupt the pattern, you have to see the pattern. You have to understand how this is working in a pattern. And you also have to understand is that the enemy is after the heirs in all of this. All of these men were heirs to leadership. JFK, RFK, MLK, CJK. They were all heirs. And if the enemy wants to take a throne in a nation, he's going to try to take out the heirs. This is a biblical precedent that goes way, way back into the Old Testament. It goes back to Pharaoh in Egypt. It goes back to the Garden of Eden. Why do you think Satan was attempting with the, you know, to cunningly deceive Eve, to deceive Adam? Because Adam was the heir. Adam was the heir to humanity. And so if Satan wants to take out the heirs and cause a catastrophic separation between man and God in the garden, he's going to go after the heir and try to take out the heir. So this tactic goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to Pharaoh wanting the Hebrew baby boys thrown in the Nile, to Herod wanting to kill every baby boy two and under to try to prevent Jesus Christ from being born and raised up to be the Passover lamb, to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the name above all names. You have Athaliah in the Old Testament as well, who destroyed all the heirs, who rose up and destroyed the heirs to take the throne. This is a very ancient tactic that the enemy is superimposing in a modern day world. And we have been watching this happen, this pattern now, going back to JFK, going back to what happened to him. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's another pattern with all these men. All these men, before they were taken out, they were exposing a deep state system. They were challenging a very decayed, corruptly rooted system that had been put in place. They were exposing what was hidden behind the veil. They were exposing those that were controlling the puppet strings for these agendas. All of these men were doing this when each of them was attacked, including Charlie Kirk. Go back. Shortly before John F. Kennedy was assassinated, he gave that speech exposing who was behind the veil, who our real enemy was. He gave that famous speech exposing it before this happened to him, and the rest of them did it as well. They challenged that system and they exposed the inner working and the inner pipes of such a system. And this is why they got too close. They were exposing too much and they were attacked. You see, that is the other pattern here. It's about the heirs. It's about exposing a system that wants to stay hidden. The kingdom of darkness can move about best when it is hidden and undetected. Things move around best in the dark. They can move around undetected. When you shine a spotlight on them, you can see exactly the direction they're moving. That is what we're doing. We're shining a spotlight on the direction and pattern this is moving in. So in order as the church, we can intercede and pray and get ahead of the patterns and get ahead of the timelines, so the enemy can't continue to thrive in that pattern. Because when you disrupt the pattern, he's got to try to scramble then and find a new pattern. This is exactly what we're doing. But this is no coincidence that it's JFK, RFK, MLK, CJK. That is a pattern that the enemy has been working within for decades. And it's about time the church wake up and recognize it and intercede so that the next time he attempts to add a piece to this pattern, it's dismantled, it's disrupted, it's blocked. We have to understand these things as the church. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We have to be able to go deeper right now, to go higher. We have to be able to have the precision that we need as the church in understanding this. We have to be like Elijah, who was saying what the king of Assyria was saying in his bedroom and exposing it in order to protect the nation of Israel, in order to protect a nation. This is what we are doing. So, and it's no mistake either that adding all the years together of these men equals 76. And 1776 was the birthplace of our freedom. It was the inception. It was the Declaration of Independence. And the enemy has made a declaration of war within this pattern of that. He has made a declaration of war on freedom, because the word of God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He has made a declaration of war. And on top of it, the cities that all these men fell in together equals a sentence that is not a coincidence. It's actually quite intentional on the part of the kingdom of darkness. A valley house where the angels in Egypt have a gold serpent or have a serpent. A valley house where angels in Egypt have a serpent. That is what all the names of those cities mean when you line them up. So this is not a coincidence. This is all very tactical, very deliberate. And we have to understand that. And we have to be able to pray and intercede when it comes to these things, because we're supposed to be the ecclesia. We're supposed to be a ruling body. We are supposed to understand the rules of engagement, the laws of covenant. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices, and we have to be sober mind and vigilant, because the enemy of ours roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Are you going to turn your back on a lion? Because I'm not. Are you turning your back on a hungry lion? Because I ain't. That's the worst thing you could do. No, you want to move about and study its pattern so you know the direction it's going to go out to hunt in. That is exactly what we're doing. And we have to, just as the church, continue to do this and continue to press this and continue to ask these questions and continue to pray and continue to intercede and continue to ask God for wisdom when it comes to these things, because the Lord says, you have not because you ask not. So we need to ask and we need to seek so we can find. It is the knowledge of the truth that truly sets you free. The word of God says to seek a matter out. This is what we're doing. We are seeking a matter out here, and we are identifying something that has been going on in this nation going back decades that happens to now be on a collision course and colliding with 100 shofars being blown in Israel that has been a private event for 3,000 years that is now on this very year at this very time being shown to the world, which is a call to repentance in the middle of the Hamans going out to hunt, in the middle of the super predators rearing up for a strike, in the middle of Amalek bringing an outcry, in the middle of tons of nations casting lots to divide up Israel to the highest bidders. In the midst of all of that, all of these events have converged. That is not a coincidence. That is pretty darn prophetic. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. And it's to attempt to make us bend in the direction the enemy wants us to go, not the way the Lord wants us to go. And we need to be bending in submission to the way the Lord wants us to go right now, not what the enemy is trying to stir up to get us in our flesh. The enemy right now is attempting pot shots, because in the midst of what has happened, something has been stirred up. As a nation is calling out to the Lord, the United States of America, and churches are becoming packed because we've been thrust into the timeline of the Acts Church, and the Acts Church grew under great persecution. As that is happening, these 100 shofars are blowing to the world historically in a call to repentance. You've got people flocking to church right now and a call to repentance at the same time. That is not a mistake. That is prophetic. And Almighty God is calling the leaders of this nation to repentance too. Even through this pattern, we can see it with JFK, RFK, MLK, and CJK. The Lord is calling the leaders of this nation, the Trump administration, to repentance. He is calling it. He is requiring it right now. They cannot turn their back on this. If they turn their back on this, they're going to open the door wide for an attack that's going to shake the entire administration. Mark my words. They're going to open the door for the enemy and the kingdom of darkness to do that. Repentance slams the door shut on him right now and locks it. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to leave that door open. And the Trump administration should not, in the midst of these events all converging, leave that door open right now. They need to come also to repentance as well, because this is the time for it. The Lord has given a grace period for it. And he's calling the nations for it. And he's warning them, repent now. He's warning the leader of France, repent now. He's warning the leader of Spain, repent now. He's warning the leader of Qatar, repent now. He's warning these leaders, repent now. This is the window of grace to repent, because we're entering a years-long window that ends Rosh Hashanah 9/11. On 2026, and he's calling them to repent in the midst of this. This is a time of repentance. The Acts Church called people to repent in a persecuting, violent, blasphemous Rome. They called people to repentance. This is a wake-up call. This is a 911. These 100 shofar blasts going off right now is a 911 to the world. It's a 911 alarm. It's a wake-up call. It's warning of a window we're entering. And these leaders better wake up and realize, because they're going to fall like dominoes if they don't. It's a warning to Russia and Ukraine. Repent and turn, or you'll fall in tandem. You'll fall in tandem. The souls of this earth, the king souls of this earth, who have stepped into rebellion and are chasing David, are being called to repent now or face the consequences from the throne of God. That's the call that's gone out. And we as the church should understand the fear of the Lord is descending upon this nation. It's going to descend upon many nations of the earth in this time, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So just know that this is the time we have entered, and we have to take a look at these timelines. We have to understand them, because if we can get ahead of them, we can, through the power and authority we've been given through Christ Jesus, break and disrupt them and reroute it. So we must remember to pray and intercede in this time. It's an incredible time in history. Incredible. So keep all this in mind. We're just scratching the surface here tonight. I'm just going over some of this because we are merely scratching the surface amidst everything that's happening right now. And so I wanted to go over all this first. I am going to bring Andrew Sorcini on in a minute. So it's interesting, some of the things we're talking about, but these patterns are not an accident. They are very intentional. The devil is not haphazard. He tries to be very intentional. And very meticulous and precise in the way he attempts to do things. And he depends on the church being lazy. The kingdom of darkness depends on their plans and purposes thriving. And that dependence is upon the church being spiritually lazy. When the church is spiritually lazy, the kingdom of darkness receives openings for ratification that they would normally not receive. So the church cannot be spiritually lazy in this time, because the kingdom of darkness is banking on it in the middle of all of this. So that's what I wanted to say too, because they really are banking on it, and we really need to wake up and understand that. So let me bring on Andrew Sorcini for a few minutes here. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Are you able to see me on there? It shows me as offline right here.
I can see you.
Okay, great, then we're good. So it's more exciting to hear what we're talking about than actually see me. So it's, gold hit an all-time high today.
What is the all-time high? Get your questions ready for Andrew, because I'll ask him live.
It's an exciting time all the way around. So today gold hit as high as $3,789 an ounce.
Wow.
We're at the cusp of $3,800 gold. And just to give you guys an idea, gold is at $3,765 for 1 ounce right now. We started the year at $2,624 an ounce. Mm-hmm. So we're up over $1,100 per ounce in just
Isn't that interesting? Being that we're talking about 9/11 and gold is up over $1,100 an ounce, I'm telling you, all of these things seem to have a thread running.
In the ninth month of the year.
Gold is up $1,100 in the ninth month of the year. There's your 9/11 again, and it's in the market now. So now it has actually migrated from parts of the nation, everyone, now into the market. And now you have that as well, too.
Exactly. And also,
oh, boy.
So it seems like every time that I come on, I'm saying that that silver is the highest that it's been since 2011. Yeah. And the reason is that in 2011, on January 3rd of that year, was the first trading day, silver started at $30.68 an ounce. And on April 28th, just under 4 months later, silver hit as high as $48.46 an ounce. So it went up almost $18 an ounce in just under 4 months, which was a pretty big move. So this year, okay, from January 1st of this year, we started off at $28.84 an ounce for silver. And today, at this exact moment, it's at $44.18. Wow. So we're up over $15 an ounce, which is it's probably more than 50%. Yeah, we're up about 55%. It's actually up more than gold, and gold gets all the credit.
There it is. They're just asking that. How much is an ounce of silver worth right now?
Yeah, so the actual spot price is going to be $44.18 per ounce. Of course, silver always costs more than that. So depending on what product it is, it can cost more than that. But this is amazing. This is one of the most exciting things to be in.
Wow.
And it's the world's actual only true currency. Everything else is just made up out of thin air. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I read the chat. She's asking, does it matter? Yes, we read the chat. I'm looking as we are going to see what questions we can put up. People are asking about a collapse of the market, Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, the big news this week that refers to that is that gold hitting a record high is because China is really moving to de-Westernize the global bullion market. They're actually creating space in China where they're now actively asking other countries to store their gold there. And this started when they collaborated with Russia after the United States sanctions after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So before that, other countries would store their gold here or in London. And China's trying to take that business away. They're trying to get the rest of the world into the mindset that the dollar is not king and gold doesn't need to be held in America. It can be safe here in China. That's what they're out there saying. And it seems to be kind of something that's catching on a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're seeing like $4,000 plus per ounce gold soon. And silver would only have to hit $50 an ounce to hit an all-time high. That's a foregone conclusion at this point. It will break up soon.
50 is the jubilee, too, on the Jewish calendar, which is interesting. So 50 is the jubilee. Laura bought silver. She said she's glad she did it. She felt the Lord led her to do that. And I want to tell our audience, too, Andrew, that Andrew and his team want you to call him, even if you feel you can't meet any minimums. They want you to call them because they're willing to try to help you. They really are, which is wonderful that they're doing this for our audience.
We've been able to do different things for different people from the Ark of Grace family that have reached out. So it's not every situation is the same, but we've been able to bend over backwards for many people. So praise definitely God. Reach out.
And the Lord will bless you for that, Andrew.
Yeah, it's actually been kind of fun to do. And
good.
So if you do, I think sending an email or going online and filling out the online form would be a great idea. There's a great question on there right now, Amanda. How high do I think silver will go?
Yes. Beverly's asking.
So I believe that should be at about $100 an ounce. And here's what I base that on. Again, with the year 2011, okay, that's when both gold and silver hit their all-time highs. When gold hit the high of $1,900 an ounce, silver was at $49 an ounce. So here we are at almost $3,800 gold. So it's almost exactly double the highest point of where it was in 2011. If you're using that same math to scale, then that would mean that that silver should be $98 an ounce right now.
Yes.
But it's not. Silver is at $44.18. The answer to why that is that silver's been so heavily manipulated by the big banks using paper silver, which are derivative contracts. It's It's the banks being able to legally sell the same ounce of silver many, many times, which doesn't seem legal. But it's now people have woke up about that, and silver has broken out of where it's been manipulated and held at, which is like $25 an ounce. So it's going to break through 50, and it'll be exciting to see what happens after that, because it's something that none of us have ever seen before.
Okay, Rebecca's asking, if we wanted to cash out of gold or silver, what is the process?
Okay, so for that, it doesn't matter if you're a client of ours or if you're not. Just fill out the online form or send me an email to that email address right on your screen.
Andrew at bh-pm.com.
Yeah, and just in the subject, say, need to sell some silver. And don't forget in the body of the email to put your name, what it is that you are looking to sell, or what dollar amount you're looking to sell if you're already a client. And of course, your name and phone number. And I have a special portion of my team that would reach out to you to help you with that. So sometimes what happens is people call in needing to liquidate, and for some reason, the calls get kind of pushed behind the email or the online submissions. But there are a fair amount of people that are selling because they bought when it was $20 an ounce, or when gold was $1,700 or $1,800 an ounce. And we hate to see people sell it, but if you need to, that's what you got it for, and you've probably made money.
Cheryl's asking, what do you say to us who haven't even bought gold yet? Should we go ahead and start now?
Absolutely, because when you hear all this talk about silver being at a 14-year high and gold being at an all-time high today, it kind of leads people to believe sometimes that, like, hey, this is something that I missed. It's it's too late for me. But it's absolutely not, because gold is being revalued by the entire world.
Yeah.
And it's going to be given a new spot price. It's not going to jump from where it's at now to $18,000 an ounce overnight, like some of the articles that you can find online about gold reevaluation say.
Yeah.
I believe we're in gold reevaluation right now. If gold's up $1,150 an ounce this year alone, and it's still sitting at just under $3,800 for 1 ounce, it's being reevaluated. That's about a 45% move. Just in 1 year. And I don't expect that to end. And same with silver.
Zena is asking, how and where should we store our gold or silver?
Okay, so I always recommend that you have it sent to you directly. So when people invest in gold and silver through us, typically what we do is we ship it to your home or your office. Mm-hmm. And most people keep it in a gun safe. Mm-hmm. Some people put it in a safe deposit box at the bank. I always tell people that although it might help you sleep at night knowing that somebody can't really steal it out of a bank vault.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm talking like at Wells Fargo or Chase or somewhere like that, like a safe deposit box. It you don't have a key to the door. So you really are kind of at the mercy of the bank needing to be open during an emergency situation. So we do provide people with offsite storage. We don't store it for people personally, but we do use a depository in Delaware that is licensed and bonded and fully insured. And that's where the bulk of our inventory ships from and sits at every single day. So people should reach out to us if they want to learn more about how that works.
Yeah, okay, so Susan Boyer said, my silver will be shipped soon from there, excited to get it.
Yeah, and that leads me to something, because sometimes we'll have somebody, like say on a Monday, okay, they'll reach out to us, they'll receive a call from somebody here, they'll do a transaction, we send an invoice, maybe on Tuesday they'll do a wire transfer and send us the funds, or maybe on Tuesday they mail a check, and then they'll have an idea of when the check's going to get here or when the payment's going to get here. The way it works is when the payment arrives, usually that night. Okay, sometimes that night, but always by next morning, you'll receive a paid invoice.
Yeah.
Then usually a day or two go by, and then you'll receive another email that has the shipping information. And I know you know that for sure, Amanda, because you've been through the process a few times.
Yes.
But I just want to let people know that that there's so many people in the Ark of Grace family that have done business with us, and I definitely understand how you feel. There's that moment when you send that wire transfer and then you don't have the money anymore, don't have the gold or silver yet. And you're like, hey, did I just make a big mistake? And our job here is the main thing that we want to do for people is help you sleep at night, not just by providing you with the actual gold and silver to really help protect everything that you've worked for, but also make you feel comfortable through the process. So realizing that there is that, that 24 to 36 hour period where you kind of have nothing to show that we've received the funds. We just want to let you know that we're aware of that, and we are trying to let people know how long it takes to receive or what to expect.
Wonderful. Joe is asking, what is the difference between Silver Eagles to Walking Liberty silver coins?
Okay, so some people call the Walking Liberty silver coins Silver Eagles and vice versa, because that's known as Lady Liberty that's on that coin.
Yes.
But that same figure is also on the old Walking Liberty half dollars, which sometimes you have half dollars right there on your desk. I think the ones you have there are Ben Franklin, but the ones before that are Walking Liberty.
Yeah, I have. Yep, I had a Walking Liberty and I have the Cyrus one, so I have both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the Walking Liberty is used to actually circulate as coinage.
That's a Walking Liberty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a Walking
Liberty. And that's the Cyrus coin. So there's, you can see the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. So the first one, the one that's not the Cyrus, is people will call that a Silver Eagle too. So some of these have multiple names. Even here in the office, if you talk to somebody here, we might call it a Saving Grace coin, or we might call it the Cyrus Silver coin. So it kind of works the same. There can be a couple ways that we call it.
Well, Andrew, we so appreciate you coming on, and I'm going to give everyone the information now. So you could text Andrew, text him or email him is the best way to get hold of him. So you could text him at 310-433-3524 or email him at andrew@bh-pm.com. So andrew@bh-pm.com. Please reach out to him. They're willing to help our Ark of Grace audience no matter what you have that you want to invest, and they're more than willing to do it. So get a hold of Andrew.
Absolutely. And just before I sign off, don't forget about those retirement accounts. We've helped many people protect their retirement accounts.
Yes, rollback IRAs. Yeah.
Real gold and silver. And those are automatically stored in the depository, because if you store it yourself, then it's considered a distribution, which is a taxable event. But the way that we set them up is they're not taxable. So if you want to learn more about that, please reach out. Don't forget to put your phone numbers in the emails. And really, the emails and texts are the best, because I copy and paste them to my team and I can get them transferred over quickly.
Well, wonderful, Andrew. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, and I hope to be back soon, and I'm going to be telling you guys about new highs next time I'm back.
I'm sure you will. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Andrew.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Andrew Sorcini. Once again, you can reach out to him by text or by email. You can go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners. We have the information there as well. That was an interesting point Andrew made about it. It is $1,100 higher gold in the ninth month, which is 9/11. So that's very interesting. That now we got Andrew's, you know, we got his brain working now on this whole 9/11 thing. So Andrew now has jumped in that as well, which is always nice to see when he can contribute something like that. We're going to put up our social media handles quick. So if you could like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram are all Ark of Grace Ministries. Truth Social and is also Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is @AmandaGrace_AOG. We have our Ark of Grace app. You can search Ark of Grace in the app store of your choice, whether you have an Android or an iPhone. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. You can download that as well. We go live on the app as well. All of our shorts are on the app as well. We also have bbsradio.com, Ark of Grace Ministries on there, and pray.com. You would search Amanda Grace on pray.com as well. You can download that app. We are on pray.com. We also come on Tuesdays at 9 a.m., Thursdays at 11 a.m. on pray.com. We also have our sanctuary websites. So we have TikTok at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, and Facebook is Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Please like and subscribe so you can get all the latest on the happenings at the sanctuary and in the animals' lives and our new animals that have come to us. We are up to 8 sheep now, and I have a feeling that Almighty God is not going to stop till we reach 14, because in Noah's Ark, it was 7 pair of clean animals that went into the ark, and 2 pair, I believe, of unclean animals. So I have a feeling that the Lord will stop perhaps when we hit 14 sheep. So we'll see about that. But I was thinking about that today, and I'm like, it was 7 pair of clean, and sheep are considered clean animals. So according to the Levitical law. So I was just thinking about that. But If you could go there, we also have an Amazon wish list for our sanctuary. So if you go to arcofgracesanctuary.org, you can see our Amazon wish list as well of the supplies that we use for the animals. If you could also go to arcofgrace.org/events, we have that information, all of that there as well. Lastly, Brace for Impact. I picked this title with the Lord in June. Before all of the events that we see happening, this title was picked back in June of 2025. So it is available for pre-order. It's coming out April of 2026. It is, you can go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down the front page. You will see the link right there to click on for Amazon, and it'll take you to the Brace for Impact page on Amazon. It truly is a collision course. It is 5 rare prophetic events that are literally going to trigger a spiritual tipping point in this nation one way or another. And this is why the church has to get ahead of this now, so the tipping point goes in the correct direction. And lastly, we're just going to put up QE Strong and Rafa real quick. So QE Strong, we even use it on our dogs. We've used it on Toby many times. They are patches for all different kinds of issues we may endure in life. It pain relief. They have anti-anxiety patches. They have other patches as well. So it is basically a more natural approach to pain relief and other issues. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can click on QE Strong. You can use promo code ARC for a discount. They also have red light therapy wands that are portable that you can put for natural pain relief as well on your joints. And we have Rafa as well. Myself and Dr. Sherwood came up with this. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. This is Rafa for women. So what women endure with their chemical makeup and their systems, Rafa is meant to help and assist with. It is all natural. It helps with a host of issues that we may endure. And we have listed there some of them. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on Rafa. It is an all natural supplement. So thank you, everyone. That's where we're going to end the announcements for tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I will be putting out shorts for the rest of the week. So there will be shorts going out. Of course, if something happens on emergency, I will find a way to go live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I'm looking forward to seeing some of you there, which means we will be back on live early next week. I'm hoping Monday we will be able to be back on live, but we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. So look for that on all our social media platforms. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. God bless everyone. Keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as Psalm 123, 34, 35, 51, as well. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I say that Psalm quite a bit, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. Those are scriptures I say every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, as well as Hebrews 11. I'm also going to give you Isaiah 40, 31. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not be faint or grow tired. That scripture I say quite a bit as well. So I encourage you to go read Isaiah 40 all the way through as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless you. And we will see you live early next week. Keep the faith.